Right now, let's talk some Troy Trojan Athletics. To help us do that, we got the main man there in Troy. Brent Jones is the new athletic director. Brent, how you doing? Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank y'all for having me on. Mobile is such a critical area to Troy University, Troy Athletics, as well as all of our fans. We're excited to be on.
So new as the athletic director, but not new to Troy, right? Tell folks your background, how you got to this spot.
That's correct. I've been here for the last 2.5 years as the deputy AD of external operations, overseeing all of our marketing, communication, sales, ticket sales, licensing, branding, helping out with football, scheduling, and those things. And during that time period, for the last 3 years, we've had 9 teams make it to the NCAA postseason appearances. We've had 3 straight bowls. We've won the conference championship in 2 different sports. And so a lot of success. GPA is at the highest rate it's ever been, APR, graduation rate, as well as we set all-time attendance records in football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, and our corporate giving as well as sponsorship and licensing is off the charts. And so my mission and vision is clear. It's to continue the momentum that we have and really continue the upward trajectory of Troy Athletics, and I'm really excited about this great opportunity.
I know when you were introduced at your press conference, I guess the president noted that y'all were one of the few schools that has had to hire an AD, a men's basketball coach, and a football coach in the same calendar year. Just talk about the challenge of that and just, a lot of the new around there.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's really not even a year. It's been 4 months, to be quite honest. And, Neil Brown, what he did for the program for football here has been phenomenal, and we wish him luck at West Virginia. But be able to hire a person in Chip Lindsey, sought-after offensive guru in mind, and that's when. And I was involved in the hiring process of Chip Lindsey as well as Scott Cross. We feel like we got both really, really good, solid people as well as winners. But Chip is a former high school coach in the state of Alabama. He's from Alabama. He's coached at Auburn, coached at Southern Miss, coached at Troy, which is so critical. Been a winner everywhere he's been. Arizona State. And at a G5 level at Southern Miss, and I happen to be there as well as Jeremy McClain, the previous AD who's now back at Southern Miss. When we were there together, we had a top 5 national offense. No other G5 program since then has been able to do that. Had a quarterback that threw for 4,000 yards and 2 running backs that rushed for 1,000 as well as 2 wide receivers. So we have that. And then Scott Cross, we needed to make a change in our men's basketball program. We did with Phil Cunningham and was able to hire what we think is one of the best coaches in the Sun Belt. He's been a head coach for 12 years now. He's only 44 years old, averaged 19 wins per season, 5 postseason appearances, 4 Coaches of the Year awards. We're really excited about him and the direction that he has. And so then Jeremy announced 3 months ago that he was leaving, going back to his home state and where he had worked previously, as well as myself at Southern Miss. And so really a transition period that was somewhat unprecedented in college athletics. And so I'm very fortunate to be able to work with a great staff, a great coaching staff, as well as our administrative staff and student athletes to really try to continue the momentum we have. And I'll harp on that as much as I can, but the momentum that we have is real. We're up 800 season tickets to where we were last year, with 600 of those being new. I just talked about previous. We set the all-time attendance records the last 3 years for football and across the board. However, we did something last year that Troy football has never done before, and that's we led the Sun Belt Conference in attendance. And why is that so important? We're the 3rd smallest community in FBS, and we have the smallest actual enrollment when you compare Georgia State, which is at 54,000, compared to ours, which is at 9 on campus here. That's huge. And to see our fans across the Wiregrass, across the South, really step up and support this program, support athletics. It really excites me and gets me going every morning.
So, Brent, I know you have to think mostly just about what's going on there with Troy, but how much time, if any, do you spend just talking about the G5 and schools like you guys and where you fit in to the bigger picture? Because this landscape seems to be shifting almost every day. Do you pay attention to that, and do you have to pay attention to that?
Absolutely. And so one of my goals is this, is we're going to compete for conference championships across the board. I want to be us to be the most dominant program in the Sun Belt Conference. And I also want us to be a top 5 G5 program. And we have been in football. And that's what G5 is. It's based upon the football. It's not for a basketball deal because you have a lot of 1AAAs that don't have football. But you look at what we've been able to do the last 3 years. We took the national champion team down to one bad call against Clemson.
You're right.
University, or else we would have won that game. We beat LSU in the toughest environment, what I consider one of the toughest environments in the nation, in Death Valley at night against a top 25 program, who, oh, by the way, went on to win 10 games that year, okay, and really set themselves up for some future success. And then last year, beating one of the best all-time brands and all-time football programs, top five nationally in wins with Nebraska Cornhuskers against a really, really good head coach who flipped UCF in about a year with Scott Frost. So we're really excited about that, but we have to keep up with what we're doing. And so, you know, we have a regional brand. We have a national brand. We need to continue to expand that. But we're constantly looking, what is Central Florida doing? What are some of the people in the Sun Belt and Conference USA? I'll tell you this, being in Mobile, I view this as a privilege. I love the rivalry, the Battle of the Belts, but the rivalry that South Alabama and Troy has. It's a friendly competition, but I will tell you this, our fans are galvanized, our student-athletes, our coaches, and it makes that competition even better. But the Sun Belt over the last few years has really stepped up our game from a football standpoint as well as a baseball standpoint. Women's basketball, I think you saw 5 women's basketball teams from the Sun Belt getting a postseason appearance last year. That's unheard of, unprecedented. So from a G5 standpoint, we constantly look at where we are, and I'm excited about where the Sun Belt Conference is going as well.
You know, you mentioned you were overseeing football scheduling before. How difficult has it become to schedule some of those power programs after you guys have been beating Nebraska and LSU and people like that?
It's not near as easy as it was 3 years ago, I will tell you that. That is 100%. There are a lot of people that were calling me when I first got here, asking for games and thinking about this, and now almost no one calls me. I'm having to call them. I'm having to work different relationships and networks. And I'll tell you this, our strategy is this. We want to play one P5 game a year, a game guarantee, a pay game, whichever you'd like to say, and then two, we want to have 2 G5 games as well, home and home or home and away type of deal, and then a regional FCS. We've had a lot of success with that. And so we're looking at, we have upcoming games with Army. We have it with Western Kentucky. We have home and homes with Memphis, home and home with Mississippi State. We're just now locked into a 4-game agreement with Army as well. We're working on 2 other Conference USA schools. We have a 4-game series versus Southern Miss, and then we're hosting NC State next year. So we're really excited about our scheduling philosophy, but it has gotten a lot tougher than it was 3 years ago, and that's indicative of our success, and that's the way we want it.
When you get a home and home with someone like Mississippi State, you know, SEC team, are there other considerations there, or do they just agree they're willing to go home and home with you?
It's a lot of networking. It's a lot of, you have to know people. I used to work in the SEC. I worked at Ole Miss. I worked at Georgia Southern, Southern Miss. Now, this is when Georgia Southern was an FCS program and probably top 2 in the nation as part of it. It's just really, it's a relationship business. And what are they looking for? What are we looking for as part of this? And so we've had opportunities to have other home and home P5 agreements that just didn't work out with our scheduling or work out with our philosophy. We have to be very protective of this. And that's what I'm really charged all of our coaches with. And so last year, you look at our baseball schedule, not this year, but the year before, we were one of the only few G5 programs in the nation that got an at-large bid. And the reason for that was the strength of schedule that we played. We played Alabama. We played Tennessee. We played Auburn. And so those are really able to build up. We played FSU. And so, you know, you want to play the best competition possible, and the Sun Belt Conference really is able to offer that for us.
Talking to Brent Jones, the athletic director at Troy, you made the statement earlier to really pique my interest about the third smallest city, basically. Is that what you said? Who ranks as small as you guys?
Yeah, third smallest community in FBS, only behind Army West Point and then App State and Boone. The difference with App State and Troy is that Boone is a tourist town, so the town is a little bit smaller, but the community is much larger. Pike County, which is where Troy is located, is actually the second smallest area in FBS. And so when you look at that, obviously we're 45 minutes south of Montgomery, an hour north of Dothan. We're strategically located, but we have to get out, and our fans have been galvanized. Our students are as well. So we always say we have to try harder, and that's what we've been able to do recently.
That's the greater Brundage area, right?
There you go.
Talking to Brent Jones, the athletic director at Troy. And what's the future of the Sun Belt, do you think? Any idea that it's going to be in its current setup, do you think, for decades to come? Or maybe it's too hard to tell?
I think anybody that can answer that and look into a crystal ball, I think would be fooling yourself. You just saw 6 years ago or maybe 5 years ago where the Big 12 was on oxygen. I mean, it was between when Texas and Oklahoma were going to bolt and they were going to go to the Pac-12. I will tell you this, the Sun Belt is a very, very strong conference. We are a proud member of the Sun Belt, and our goal is to be the most dominant program in every sport that we can in the Sun Belt. I'm really looking forward. We talked about women's basketball, five programs making the postseason appearance. 2 years ago, we had that large. We had that large team for baseball. You saw this past year, we had five bowls that were filled. Hopefully, we'll be able to get six, seven, eight moving forward. But we're really excited about the trajectory. We have a new commissioner, Carl Benson, did a phenomenal job. Really steadied the Sun Belt Conference after some defections, and was able to pick up some strategic schools. Georgia Southern has come in and made a difference. App State has come in and been able to make a difference. Georgia State as well, especially from a men's basketball standpoint. So I think our league's in really good shape.
How about the baseball? Obviously, is a sport that Sun Belt has a lot of tradition in, and the conference tournament's going to be in Montgomery for the next 5 years. I guess you guys are excited about that.
We are, and so that's a partnership with the Montgomery Biscuits, and they do such a phenomenal job. And you see, they just have new ownership and what they're wanting to do and make it a centralized location. And I'll tell you this, that is something that's going to be near and dear to Troy University's heart. But it's for the Sun Belt. It's not to help us, but it's because we think it can help Sun Belt baseball. And I'll tell you this, I used to work in the SEC, so I know what it was like in Hoover for 2 years, working in Conference USA. I saw it in Pearl for three, and now they have it down in Biloxi, and they're selling out crowds. And so I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to grow year after year. But we go up there all the time, and we're able to see Montgomery is a baseball town. And so to be able to see, the best competition from South Alabama, Texas State, and Troy, and Georgia Southern, and Georgia State, and you see a lot of these schools that are coming in, is it going to be exciting to be able to have that in one centralized area as well as playing in a minor league stadium? I think it's going to add a lot.